You want to know why I love ruined orgasm games so much? It's because I love to mind fuck you, silly. You ought to know that. You've heard me called a masturbatrix and the humiliatrix, and ruined orgasm games allow me to be both at the same time. Your stroking is already under my control, and so are your orgasms. Usually my favorite is to deny you altogether after putting you through some brutal edging paces. If I can make you sweat at the hairline before making my decision as to whether or not you'll finally hear the word yes to the question, may I come, it makes me happy. If I can bring you to the verge of tears and hear you beg and plead, it makes me even happier. You never looked better than when your cum-filled balls are so tight that the skin of your nutsack is taut and each testicle is defined in a vain attempt to pull up into your body. I always imagine sitting right there between your knees, using my glossy, polished fingernails to tease them and graze them as a single drop of pre-cum oozes down the shaft. They're so confused, your balls. They think they're preparing to practically desiccate themselves, emptying themselves of all that hot jizz. Keep stroking and pumping, I say with an encouraging smile. The hope in your eyes is so funny. You begged not to be denied, and I said okay. And I didn't lie either. A ruined orgasm is still an orgasm. When your eyes are like saucers and you're gritting your teeth in anticipation of the planet-cracking ecstasy and relief, when your eyes are riveted on the tip of your dick where you feel sure long, hot, creamy ropes will erupt over and over again, that's the perfect time for me to say it. Hand off! I don't mind the few extra pumps you get in while you look up at me in disbelief. Sure, you must have misheard. Hand off, I repeat, more sternly this time. Oh, if you didn't cry before during the edging phase, you'll surely give a cry then. A most pathetic cry that you'd think would move even the stoniest heart to mercy. You'd think. You'll moan, you'll groan, you'll cry in misery, but you'll obey. And I never wait too long. We don't want to lose the momentum after all. Stroke it, I say, looking up at you, my eyes shining with glee. You've caught on now. Now you know that this is one of those days where I'll be enjoying your torment. When I'm not inclined to be benevolent at all. You pump faster, thinking you can hurry and blow off a good full ball drainer before I can stop you. But I know the signs in your cock better than you do. It's my property after all. I'll just wait a little bit longer, and right when I can see the look in your eyes saying, yes, 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 almost there, hand off. This time I might have to grab your wrist and wrench your hand away. And there it is, the single back and forth wave of that reddened, pulsing flesh like a weak windshield wiper. A pause of a couple of seconds where you hope the cum will recede on its own and it will just be another edge. And then the disappointing blurble from the tip. Even if the volume looks fairly normal or even large, you and I know it's not nearly what it would have been, nor is the sensation even in the same solar system as a full-on ball drainer. That's when you cry out in frustration, and I with joy, keeping my iron grip on your wrist until I know you're well past the point where any more stroking would allow you relief. See? Mindfucking. So much fun, these ruined orgasm mindfuck games. And I know, as much as you whine, cry, beg, moan, or protest, you love it too. Don't you, stroke pet?